When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade?
The loss. On Wednesday, poet Amanda Gorman read her poem, The Hill We Climb, at the swearing-in ceremony of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. By Thursday, the 22-year-old was a superstar. Gorman is the youngest poet in U.S. history to mark the change of presidential power. Past inaugural poets include famous writers like Robert Frost and Maya Angelou. Gorman is a native of Los Angeles, California, and in 2017 was named the country's first youth poet laureate. She recently completed her studies at Harvard University. On Wednesday, Gorman offered a hopeful future for a deeply divided country.
We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be, a country that is bruised, but whole, benevolent, but bold, fierce, and free.
Her reading, and the ceremony as a whole, took place exactly 2 weeks after a violent mob of supporters of then-President Donald Trump attacked and occupied the U.S. Capitol building. Gorman says she had completed a little more than half of The Hill We Climb before the January 6th attack at the Capitol. That day gave me a second wave of energy to finish the poem, Gorman told the Associated Press. She chose not to make direct note of the attack, but her references to the event were clear.
We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated.
Hours after the inauguration, her two books, which are to be released later this year, became number 1 and 2 on Amazon.com's sales list. Gorman's poetry collection, The Hill We Climb, and her children's book, Change Sings, are set to be published in September. I'm Ashley Thompson.